You know, it's tough. I went out with that goal to really crush all the other old people today. And I ground them into dust. Ground them into dust. But next year, throwing down the gauntlet, if you want to come out, if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best.
Hey everybody, it's Jeremy from the Thompson Running Show, and we have a real treat for you here this morning. We are all three physically present in the same place again, joining you after the Wood Lake Estates group run, and as the summer swelters on, numbers dwindling a little bit.
And I understand.
Yeah, it's hard even.
I get it.
I'd like to give somebody
Jeremy,
a hard time.
When Jeremy don't get on you for missing, it's just, it's bad.
So we had the... normal Wood Lake crew. We had Artie, Jeff, Catherine, and then Chad. Was that it?
God, I think so.
I think, but seven feels like a triumph right now.
Yeah. We had six, I think, Wednesday night.
Yeah, I was out of town for that.
Did you say Jeff?
Who?
Jeff. Did you say
Jeff?
Yeah, I said
Jeff.
Okay. I'm trying to make it sound like
it is hard to think right now. Dehydration set it in. I'm disgusting. Right now, sitting on this pool bench, Jason can attest.
Yeah, it's gross.
But yeah, I was out of town this week, so you guys had six for the Wednesday night run, right?
Yeah, it was weird weather. I mean, we had
good
rain.
Like sort of apocalyptic. And then,
yeah, good shower, and then whenever I got out there, it was like the sun wasn't out, but it was so humid and just heavy. But it was, I mean, we had a good run.
But Chad told me yesterday when we was hanging out before the race that the Wednesday night run he thought was cooler than normal.
Oh,
it was one
of
his best runs.
It was cooler than normal, but I mean, it was just heavy. It was a different eat.
Okay.
You thought with it being cloud covered, it would be nice. It wasn't. It was nice.
Yeah, I got a couple runs in at the beach with Catherine. It was not nice. Like, it was, normally you think beach, you get a little breeze.
Do you run on the sand?
No, I do not.
Me either. I don't get
it. I tried that once.
I do not.
I'm afraid
that
it would hurt my calves. Like, I might would try it if I didn't have anything coming up.
I'm either on a weird angle trying to find
right.
the right type of sand to run
right,
on.
Yeah.
Or I'm blistering. I ran barefoot one time.
And I did that to you.
Blisters all over my toes.
I made some terrible mistakes, up in Gulf Shores a couple of times. So, running barefoot on the beach was one, up and down the...
The Thompson Running Show verdict of running on the beach is...
Terrible.
No.
Yeah, stay away from it.
Yeah. Unless you want to hurt yourself and rip your feet apart. But yeah, it was nice running, getting a couple runs with Catherine. I had a treadmill, but even if it's 90 degrees, I'm still going to go outside instead of running on the treadmill most of the time. Unless I got to do a hill workout or something. Yeah, it was so hot that, like, you come back from the beach, I felt drained.
Yeah.
A lot of people seemed like they went to the beach and just stayed in their rooms. The pool wasn't crowded. The beach wasn't terribly crowded. But, fun time with family. But glad to be back running with the crew this morning. And then big family day, 50th wedding anniversary today for... my mom and dad, Ronald and Mary Ann, happy anniversary to them. And then also Loretta Thompson, 80th birthday celebration yesterday, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Partying all weekend.
All weekend long.
80-year-old birthday party and 50th anniversary. I mean, it's been a wild weekend.
But yeah.
So if I do my math right, that means that my mama was 30 years old when your parents were married.
Something like that.
Wow.
If you're doing your math right.
Yes.
I think you are.
Okay.
Anyway, so we do have a couple things this morning. We got Dog Days of Summer recap, which I'm told that there is a recording that I received yesterday. I have not had a chance to listen to it, but may cause some controversy. So I have to
It's not controversial. It's just a...
just a call out. Just a plain, like old WWF.
Yeah.
Did he start with, "Let me tell you one thing, brother"?
No, I told him that's the one thing that he missed was brother. And I did tell him, I said, well, next year, I said, you know, if you want to, I'll stand on that, because when you come off a river road, you make a turn. It's just 1/10 of a mile. To the, I said, I can stand there with a folding chair, and I can just drop the chair. But, Brogan, yesterday at the run, it was a good time. I told Jason, there was 9,300 people in Denham Springs yesterday.
9,300?
Yes.
That's
156 of them ran in the race.
Okay.
Rest of them are just general population,
just
but it
driving
sounds
on
better.
The course. Right. Okay.
But
now I get it. You looked up the population.
Yes, I did. Yes. But we had fun. It was hot. And what it reminded me of, and walking up, I hear my name, you know. And I look, I don't see anybody. I take a few more. I hear it again. I say, okay, that sounds like Brogan. He was sitting on the tailgate of a truck. So the first person I got to see was Brogan. That was a good time. Interviewed him, and then went, got my stuff, and saw Chad. So me and Chad hung out, and it was like two guys waiting to go into the dentist office. Like, I'm not sure if I want this to go ahead, because we knew what it was going to be. All right. Still free run here. Getting ready for it. Run into one of our tangent runners, Chad Hildalgo. Chad, what you expecting today, other than immense heat?
Yeah, so I don't think it's going to be any different than our Wednesday runs. Shouldn't be. So that'll be it.
Well, I'm
maybe,
glad.
Maybe I can get it under 30.
Yeah, that's I'm shooting for around 28, hopefully, but we shall see.
All right, I'll pace off you then.
I might disappoint you, but anyway, good luck to you. I'll catch up with you afterwards.
Yeah.
And they changed the route. Normally, when you run down, you go south toward 190.
Which is a cooler route.
Which is a cooler route, but they sent you up by where the other races started, by the railroad tracks, and you made a square there, and then you went
so
down.
So much hotter up there.
It was. There was not a lot of shade, because I, you know...
Well, that's true. River Road, you do have some.
Yeah, you do have some shade there, but it was
fun. I wonder why they decided to do that.
It was the toughest race I remember running in a long time.
It was like
Running in hell.
Hot pursuit, Bay St. Louis.
And that's what it reminded me of, and that's what I was telling them. I think I told them in one of the clips that. But there it was broken up into 2 miles. You run up a mile, you turn, you come back. Then you get on a bike, and a bike will cool you down. And then you do two more. At 2 miles yesterday, if it wouldn't have been for them handing out popsicles, I would have walked back.
Well, but, it was like that 5K we ran at Chappapeel last summer.
That was a tough. And it was same thing. The day before that run, I had to spend in an attic. The day before, well, Friday, the day before the dog days, I spent out in the heat all day, so.
So you there? You see Brogan? You see Chad? Was Cleo with you yesterday?
No. Mama's party, and it's a good thing. It would have been brutal.
It would have been miserable. Yeah.
It would. I was going to let her and Josie do the mile and the stroller, and I was going to run. But if she would have had to wait for me for 31 minutes and 4 seconds, which is what it took me to do the 5K. And Josie would have had to chase her through that heat. It would have been a terrible, terrible ride home. But we had a good time. Just to give you the rundown here, Jacob Kennedy of Denham Springs won the 5K at 17:29. He's 18 years old. The winner of the 1 mile is Wyatt Allday from Denham Springs. He was 16. He ran it in 5:57. Megan Franks from Zachary won the female at 19:43.
Good. Golly.
And she's 39 years old.
Wow.
So, not that there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying, you know.
Some impressive times. And then the...
Then our runners, William Fairchild. We know him as Brogan. He finished 12th overall.
All right, back here.
Wait, I don't even know results. Did you check results yet?
Yeah.
Did you check mine?
Oh, no. I checked mine. I'm fifth in my age group.
I have no clue what I did. I ran at like a 21:40:30.
Hey, you beat me by about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But
I'm here with
Brogan.
Couldn't tell him.
Chad. Oh, my bad. I didn't know we were recording.
No, we good. You have him cut it out if he wants to. How was it, guys? Was it everything you dreamed it would be?
It was. It is impossible to convey how hot that 5K was if you didn't run it. It was the hottest 5K I've ever done, by far. By far.
I think we used to do one called In Hot Pursuit. It was in July. And it was 2 miles straight down the sidewalk to Speak in Bay St. Louis. And it turned around. That's for anybody here today.
That was probably hotter than this.
Okay, that's hot.
It was broken up into 2 mile runs.
Okay.
You run two, then you bike, then you run two more. But this is as hot as I've ever been.
It was suffering. Like, I didn't blow up, but my time, I just kept getting a little touch slower. And then the hill, the last quarter mile. What was fun, though, is I passed a cross-country kid from Denham who had stopped, walked a minute, he said he threw up. And then gave him a little encouragement. He came back around me and beat me by a little bit. But it was fun to say I talked to him after he could kid.
Yeah, I passed a whole group of them, except they were standing still down here where you turned.
Yeah.
They were finished.
They can me a popsicle and a high five.
A popsicle slowed me down because I walked about 30 seconds while I slugged down the popsicle.
Yeah, me too.
Wrapper's still in my pocket.
Well, when I went by the water stations, I just told them to throw it on me. And the second one hit me perfect in my shorts. It felt good.
Well, I tell you what, the people that showed up here today, this separates the real runners from
the wannabes.
Exactly.
The pretenders.
So, thank you guys. It was great to see y'all.
Oh, great,
we'll
man.
Catch y'all down the road.
Later.
He was the first male master at 21:20. And he realized, and I didn't bring this up. This was Chad, because Chad, you know, Chad's an instigator. Chad brought up the fact, he said, wasn't Jeremy the reigning Masters champion of Denham Springs? Not anymore. It's Mr. William Brogan Fairchild.
All
right, we just found out some breaking news here.
Breaking news.
In Denham Springs.
Breaking news.
There's a new Denham Springs Master Champion. Reigning champion Jeremy Thompson did not show for this run, but our own Brogan Fairchild showed up and is now I think they call it the entire Livingston Parish Master Runner. And he's a man of few words, but I'm gonna let him say a few here.
You know, it's tough. I went out with that goal to really crush all the other old people today. And I ground them in the dust. Ground them in the dust. But next year, throwing down the gauntlet. If you want to come out, if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best.
Oh.
So, we'll see you August 5th, 6th, 7th, whatever next year to defend my reign.
All
and
right.
You will hear about it every chance you get for the next 365 days.
You tell him, Brogan. Thank you, man.
Now,
actually, if they had any races in Denham in the spring, somebody else would have won it.
You know, to be only two runners, that's a big word, if.
That was November. If there was any race in Denham Springs between November and August, then there might have been another match.
To my knowledge, Jeremy Thompson was the reigning master.
Okay, so knocked off my pedestal.
So, anyway, you know, you'll hear it in the clip, but some other runners, Simon Claxton from Pine Grove, he's a friend of the show.
Yeah, friend of the show.
27:58.
Good time in
that. Chad Hidalgo from Hammond, 33:49. It was great to hang out with Chad before. Didn't hang out much after because of the birthday party coming up yesterday, but got to see Patrick Doring, one of our friends from Forge. He ran it, finished second in the 40-49 age group. And the guy who won my age group, the 50-59, guy named Joel Carter from Slaughter. He won it last year, too. I guess he is like the Mark Smith of Slaughter because he is an older fella who can really fly. Ran it in 22:04.
Dang.
Beat me by a clean 9 minutes. I don't mind losing an age group, guys. If you're going to beat me by 9 minutes, I don't care.
Do you have Patrick's number?
His bib number?
No, his time.
Patrick running 24:56. Why you thinking you could have beat that?
No. Not that heat. I'm sure I couldn't.
But had a good time. Anyway, that's right. The rundown so that's from the dog days.
Dog days of summer. We got some interviews. I'll post those and I'll listen to them and see what the challenge has been set out. Brogan's beating me. Beat me at the Shamrock Run. I was.
Are you planning on beating you again?
I think neither one of us was feeling great that day, and then we flip flopped at the Full Send Invitational. So we'll see what happens. I think he's running North Shore Half. So I'm running North Shore Half.
Oh.
So it could be a showdown in the swamp in Mandeville. Other race news. We do have a lot of things coming up. I got the Hannon Cross Country scheduled yesterday, and they'll start Labor Day weekend, September the 2nd.
That's good. Summer be over.
You had sent us a schedule before. Is that still the same?
Same dates. It might be different locations, but I'll send you the new one. I know that you'll be out there.
I would like to be out there.
But I think the first one is Highland, and then they got one at Bogachita, and then two at City Park, and those are going to be all the days of our local races, which we have.
Highland, that's the one we ran that before.
She runs on the 2nd. I might try to make that.
That's Labor Day weekend. If you're not off jet setting around, which Mark is now the one who's never here. So.
At this point, I don't even care anymore.
Fireman 5K, September the 9th. Walk, run, roll, September 16th.
Looking forward to that one.
Montessori School in Roseland putting on a 5K. That's September 23rd. And then the walk for Kylie. I had that messed up. I had the date flip-flop. I think that's September 30th.
My birthday.
I put everything on the calendar now. Everything is on the Tangi Running Club calendar. North Shore Half on the calendar. A lot of stuff coming up. Not sure what I'll be able to run. Did a lot of cross-country stuff and potentially recovering from a marathon at the end of August.
And then his whole Brogan thing hanging over his head.
Right, yeah.
You got him shook up.
And that's going to have to hang over my head for 10 weeks now. Because that's when North Shore.
Would it be childish for me to make chicken noises right now?
Oh, it would be very grown up.
I will refrain from.
We have roving reporter Jonathan Landry sent a story he thought you would be interested in. A runner escaped from a bear attack in Asheville, North Carolina.
If anybody's going to whip a bear, it's going to be a runner.
Bill Pallas, he said he ran the same trails for 30 years, never had an encounter until I think it was July 7th encounter with, he saw a cub. And somehow ended up between the mom bear and the cub.
That's a bad place to be.
You don't want to be there.
Got attacked. He had some injuries. He said the bear. He said its head looked like it was the size of a basketball. Size of a basketball.
That's a big
old
head.
So about the size of Mark's head. And then it caught him across the face and chest, but he somehow escaped. But yeah, Jonathan thought that you would be interested in that kind of story. Man versus nature.
I appreciate that.
Man versus nature. Yeah. You have any other stories?
Just got one here.
This is going to be a feel-good story. Right?
Yeah, this is going to be a feel-good story for all us older folks. The Honolulu Marathon, it was held a few months ago, so it took them a while to okay this or make it official. But a new record was set for the oldest female to ever finish a marathon, 92-year-old Mathia Allen Smith finished the Honolulu Marathon in 11:19:49, becoming the oldest female to complete a marathon. And the person that she beat, she was 3 months older than, was a lady named Miss Harriet Thompson. And
hey, I'm going to need to see this lady's birth certificate. If she's taking the award away from a Thompson.
Exactly. But I just thought it was cool that there's a 92-year-old Thompson woman out there running. But Miss Allen Smith still runs 6 days a week, 36 miles. Averages 6 miles a run.
Wow.
So.
Congratulations to listener. Yes. What was her name again?
Mathia Allen Smith.
The listener, Mathia Allen Smith.
She lives in Hawaii.
Okay.
So.
All right, so that's our recap, and that is our news. And I guess we can start today. Are we still talking? We're still talking running and heat and humidity.
Well, we're gonna deal with humidity today.
Okay.
Because I don't know. I don't know if y'all noticed. It's been slightly humid here lately. So how's you want to tell me about humidity? What it is?
I don't. I know what it feels like.
Humidity is the amount of moisture in the air.
Moisture in the air, gotcha.
And it's measured. Relative humidity is the percentage of moisture in the air.
And today is probably 95 to 100.
Louisiana, the whole southern coast of the United States is prone to high humidity. That's why we get hurricanes. Hurricanes feed off of, you know, moisture in the air. Mold and mildew. I know on my job, one of the ways we tell how well your system is working is we take the humidity in the house, and then we measure the air coming in and the air going out, and you should be in a certain range depending on your humidity.
What's the humidity range for a house?
Comfortable would be, and it kind of depends on what you're comfortable with, but anything between 45 and 60.
Okay.
If you're in the 50s, you're doing pretty in Louisiana. Now, yeah. Elsewhere, it would.
I've been looking at the weather for a marathon in Grand Rapids or potentially Milwaukee, and looking at the humidity numbers, and they're in the 70s, which still seems a little high,
yeah.
But definitely better than 95 to 100%.
Right. Yeah.
Because you're up around a lake there. I mean, it's
a hard thing to deal with. In my work, we run across a lot of problems with it because the rule of thumb in Louisiana, when you put air conditioning systems in, to put them in a little bit bigger, but if you do that, they'll cool the house down, but they don't run long enough to pull the humidity out, so then you get mold and mildew, you know. But anyway, I'm not going to bore you with that. Maybe. But if you have problems with mold and mildew, you can call Ward Mechanical at 667-6771. And we will...
Sponsor of the...
We will help you.
Batten's Awareness 5K. They're a friend of the show.
But, Jay, what do you think makes it so hard to run in humidity?
He's asking you because I know the answer to this question.
I don't know. Just heavy air is all
right. Exactly. I would have went with, you know, heavy air, the thickness of the air.
Yeah, because Wednesday was, like, it's been hot. Like I say, it's been hot, but it was just different.
Right.
It was just heavy. I don't know how. Almost like I think it was like 120.
Almost like a swim.
Percent humidity.
So what I've read is that sweat is like your body's natural way of cooling itself.
Right.
But when the air is humid, well, your sweat evaporating from your skin is how your body cools itself.
Right.
In the humidity, it's impossible for your sweat
to evaporate. There's nowhere for the sweat to go, so it just stays on you.
And then it actually, because it's water, it will warm up as your body temperature.
I don't know about anybody else, but I'm learning a lot about running from this show.
You may want to get into it, running, you know. And it drives up your core temp, drives up your heart rate. Now, I know y'all deal with this thing, Strava. That sounds like something to me where you study alien activity or something. It sounds, I don't know. But this Strava deal that y'all
do. It's a part of it.
They did...
Are you thinking of DARPA?
NASA? Let's see.
I got him off track.
Yeah, you got me off
track. Strava. You were talking about Strava.
Okay, I was insulting Strava. But anyway, Strava did a study. Now, they did it at 80 degrees Fahrenheit. We don't get 80 degrees Fahrenheit, so this, you know.
I'd love to run.
All day long. If you run in 80 degrees Fahrenheit and 30% humidity, the average pace was 9:19. 80 degrees Fahrenheit and 70% humidity, you lose a minute. You go over to about 10:14. And 90% humidity at 80 degrees Fahrenheit is 11:07.
So that's...
And that's the average of...
That's close to 2 minutes.
Right.
For 60. What's the difference? So
30, 70, and 90%.
So 70 to 90 gives you about a minute on your pace.
Yeah.
So So that's what I'm looking at for my race, potentially. 70% humidity. That's not bad.
No, 70%.
So I'll finish that thing.
No, hey, if you don't qualify this time, yeah. We'll hang it up.
Exactly. You might want to pick a new city to qualify for.
Look at the sweat down here.
Oh, yeah, it's disgusting.
So what do you do to help yourself as you run it? And this comes from Runner's World. Everything usually I get, I rob off of Runner's World. So nobody needs to subscribe to it. I used to think I'm doing them a favor. I'm promo. I'm stealing all their stuff. And
Yeah, but we're giving
credit.
We're like researchers.
Oh, okay.
So we're giving them credit, and we are just
stealing their
expanding
research
on and filling in the gaps where they don't know something that we
know.
Oh,
okay. I got you.
So how do you deal with humidity?
First thing you would do, first thing I advise to do is to dial back your intensity.
Oh, yeah. Definitely slow down.
That's like yesterday. I wanted to go in that and run a 28. So Chad said, that's ambitious. I think is the word Chad used. And it was, because when I met Chad at the 2 mile turnaround and I saw him coming, I said 28 was way a long time. It was a dream. But yeah, you got to dial it back. They said take walk breaks if you need to. Change your running style. Do intervals and stuff like that to where you're slowing down. If you want to keep some intensity, do it, but for a shorter period of time.
Yeah, and when I've been running intervals over the summer, in the fall, I don't walk. Like, I'll jog in between, but over the summer, I'll even walk a little bit in between, or on my rest intervals.
Now, this applies to some people, not to me. The less clothing, the better.
But it's like a double-edged sword, because I don't like running with wet socks or wet shorts. So, like in the summer, I'll wear a hat and a shirt just to keep the sweat from soaking my shorts. Until now, I mean, obviously. You know.
So the less clothing, the better. Loose garments to allow as much air as possible on your skin. Sweat-wicking clothing, not cotton. Light colors absorbs less of the sun rays, so the lighter the color, the better. Wear a visor, not a hat, since you're wearing less clothing. Put on some sunscreen. Just good advice here.
Yeah, I feel like there's not a whole lot you can do. Like with the heat, I don't know. You can run in the shade. You can drink plenty of water. With the humidity, but they do say like that's the one thing that, even better than running in the heat, running in the humidity, well, it's a little bit like running at altitude. It's a different kind of change that takes place, but you get some benefit from it, from going from a humid climate to a less humid climate to run, I think.
You can opt for an indoor run. If you
as
like
long
a treadmill.
As they have good HVAC.
And again, if you don't have good HVAC.
Which is pulling plenty of humidity out of the air. So is that, that's humidity. What do we want to do, heat next week?
We did heat in an earlier episode.
Okay, all right, well, we did. Well, are we doing more on humidity? Because we got interviews, we got recap. We're just going to stretch beyond.
No, we'll finish this up. Right. We'll finish this up next week, and I'll work on it and build some more into it. And yeah, that's good. If we're running out of time, man, you know me, I don't like it.
So all I can say as an outro here, before listening to the interviews, is challenge accepted. Whatever it is, you know, challenge is accepted. I mean, you don't get called out.
Oh, you've been called out. And like I say,
not respond,
I was not going to bring it up, but Chad Hidalgo insisted that it be brought up. You know, Chad was like, you're going to have to do one more interview. You know, we'd finished up. I was wrapping up, saying my goodbyes. Chad was like, no.
So, all right. Yeah. It's on now. Whatever it is, it's on now. All right. Well, glad you had a good time out at the run yesterday, and look forward to getting back into the routine here, and school about to start.
Yeah.
So, and fall racing is on the way. It doesn't feel like it. Yeah. It doesn't feel like it at all.
No, it doesn't.
But it's North Shore Half Marathon, I think 10 weeks out now. It's coming.
Does Mother Nature have to obey that Labor Day rule?
No, it could. Remember one time we didn't know if we were going to do the North Shore because there was a hurricane, like, just a little bit before?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so it. Mother Nature is her own. She's got it coming.
Oh, yeah, I know somebody that's got it in for her.
But she's her own thing. All right, well, until next time, we'll catch you later from the Thompson Running Show.